Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time.
Yeah.
This was a different Donald Trump tonight. I think he gets it.
So if Jim Acosta is saying that he thinks Donald Trump is getting it, is that indicative of the rest of the press corps? Let's turn to a columnist for The Hill, Kristen B. Tate, who's also the author of the new bestseller, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. We've got a lot to get into discussion with her about. Kristen, welcome back. Happy Corona Week 3.
Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Corona without the lime. That's what this is turning into.
Exactly.
Anyway, before we get into shop talk, how are you holding up?
I am well. I'm up in New England with my family. We're all just kind of hunkered down and hoping that this ends soon so everyone can get back to life.
Yeah. No, I think that's the general feeling amongst most Americans and certainly all of the people that reside in the McCullough household at this point. But thanks for being here regardless. We got a lot to talk about. You're a penny pincher, and you watch what government does by way of spending, and you've got some things to say about the stimulus that was just passed. I'll get into that in a second, but I want you to respond to what Jim Acosta started us out there with. He's I don't know what the frame of heart was that he said that to Anderson Cooper last night, but saying that this was a different kind of Donald Trump and that he gets it. Is the media finally, after 3 weeks of just all-out panic and suffering by the American people, finally going to start doing their job and reporting the actual news and cut the president a little bit of slack? Or are they? Or do you think this was just a mild moment of insight from Mr. Acosta?
I think that some in the media are beginning to realize that if they continue to be flagrantly dishonest, people will start getting angry, start tuning out, and catch on to the real agenda behind the anti-Trump coverage. If it's like the boy who cried wolf. You know, if you say everything Trump does is bad, then, well, people assume nothing he does is really bad. So maybe people like Acosta are realizing that if they just keep saying every single thing Trump does is bad, it really starts to erode their own credibility, and people just roll their eyes and change the channel at some point.
I tend to agree with you, and I've said from the beginning, and I haven't said it a lot lately because no one's listening, but I said from the beginning, if everything he does is the worst thing that's ever happened to planet Earth, then pretty much nothing he's doing is that bad, because you just can't have it can't be on full blast all the time and have any degree of credibility to it. So it's interesting. And, you know, I want to get your take on this, too. I talked about this in the open, but Mike Lindell, of course, MyPillow is a sponsor to the show and a longtime friend. And I know him well. I know him very well. He actually has several little vignettes about me in his book that he just published. And I feel like I really understood who this person was. He absolutely made coronavirus ragey Twitter go one step more ragey yesterday by just speaking from his heart about a concern that he has about the country, and that from where he sits, he sees that it's his impression that we've abandoned God in some respects, and that if we'll turn back to him, that we'll be a better country. I'm grossly summarizing his exact quote, but it was like 53 seconds of total time in the briefing. And to read Twitter yesterday, it was as though he had gone out and murdered a bunch of babies or something. I mean, it was impossible to see where this rage was coming from.
People who are, you know, leftists, this new strain of liberalism is full of anger and full of hate towards anybody who has faith or joy in their heart. It is so despicable, Kevin. Right now, we need more faith. We could use a little God in this country. And there are so many people out there, these keyboard warriors and these leftists, who just love every opportunity to tear down people of faith and to tear us apart at the seams. It is so destructive. And this is really what makes me worried more than the virus, is just how divided we've become and the pure, seething hatred that we're seeing on the left right now. It's really, really terrifying and could have long-term consequences for this country. I mean, we're dealing with a real pandemic and an economic crisis right now. We need to come together. We need some faith. We need to find areas of agreement. And unfortunately, these trolls and these people with hate in their hearts are using the opportunity to score political points and put others down. It's really shameful.
It really is. And if he had never said anything about his faith in his statement and just said what he had said, that his company is going to try to help other companies survive and that he's going to make 50,000 masks a day indefinitely going forward, sacrificing 75% of his own company's productivity, I think everybody would be like clapping their hands and saying he's a hero, because he adds that little tiny personal viewpoint to it. He's now the spawn of Satan. I don't get it. Hey, your newest piece deals with the stimulus, and I know that the stimulus is a mixed bag for most people. It is for me. I want small businesses to be helped, but I'm sure that there's a lot of graft that's going to go through that process. What'd you find, and where can people read the piece?
So the piece is in the Federalist. And look, I know we need bold action right now. We need strong leadership. So I don't begrudge Trump and Congress for doing something and passing landmark legislation. But the waste in this bill is absolutely disgraceful. Only a small percent of the money is actually going to people affected by coronavirus and hardworking Americans. And politicians on both sides of the aisle, Kevin, used this bill and used the coronavirus panic to basically take a bunch of spending items that were left on the cutting floor during the continuing resolution debates last year and just discreetly slip them in this bill with no political blowback. That's how you end up with funding for refugee resettlement, the John F. Kennedy Performing Arts Center,
yeah, crazy
travel
stuff.
Agents, casinos, and yeah. The list goes on and on.
Yeah. All right, friends, go over to thefederalist.com. We'll also tweet it out with this broadcast as well. And read Kristen's latest piece, Kristen B. Tate at The Federalist, on the stimulus, waste, abuse, and fraud. Kristen, stay safe, be well. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kevin. You too.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.